The Monkey's Paw by W. W. Jacobs. Part 1. Outside, the night was cold and wet, but a fire burned brightly in the small living room of Laburnum Villa, where Mr. White and his son Herbert were playing chess. Mrs. White, a white-haired old lady, sat knitting by the fire, occasionally commenting on the game.
"Listen to the wind," said Mr. White.
He had made a serious mistake and wanted to distract his son's attention so that he wouldn't see it.
"I'm listening," said his son, concentrating on the chessboard.
"I shouldn't think he'll come tonight," said the father,
his hand over the board.
"Checkmate,"
replied the son.
"That's the trouble with living here,"
Mr. White shouted with unexpected violence.
"Of all the wet, isolated places, this is the worst. The path is a bog and the road's a river. But I suppose people don't care because only two houses in the road are occupied."
"Don't worry, dear,"
said his wife.
"Perhaps you'll win the next one."
Mr. White looked up suddenly and saw mother and son look at each other quickly. He hid a guilty smile in his thin grey beard.
"There he is,"
said Herbert, hearing the gate shut loudly and heavy footsteps coming to the door. The old man stood up hurriedly and went to open the door. He came back with a tall, well-built man who had small, bright eyes and a red face.
"Sergeant Major Morris," said Mr. White, introducing him.
The officer shook hands, sat by the fire, and watched contentedly as Mr. White got out some whiskey and glasses. After three drinks, the soldier's eyes...